Joel chapter 3. Because, indeed, in those days, and in the time, when I bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a prostitute, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. Yes, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre, and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will you give me payment? And if you pay me, swiftly and speedily I will return your payment upon your own head. Because you have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my precious things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem you have sold to the Grecians, that you might remove them far from their border. Indeed, I will raise them out of the place where you have sold them, and will return your payment upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabines, to a people far off. Because the Lord Jehovah has spoken it. Proclaim this among the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations. Prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves, and come, all you heathen, ungodly nations. And gather yourselves together all around. There cause your mighty ones to come down, O Lord Jehovah. Let the heathen, ungodly nations, be awakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Because there I will sit to judge all the heathen, ungodly nations all around. Put in the sickle, because the harvest is ripe, come, get yourselves down. Because the press is full, the vats overflow, because their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Because the day of the Lord Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will be darkened, and the stars will withdraw their light. The Lord Jehovah also will roar out of Zion, and speak his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will shake. But the Lord Jehovah will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah, your God, living in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem will be holy, and no strangers will pass through her anymore. And it will come to pass in that day, that the mountains will drop down new wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah will flow with waters, and a fountain will come forth of the house of the Lord Jehovah, and will water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will be a desolation, and Edom will be a desolate wilderness, because of the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah will live forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Because I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, because the Lord Jehovah lives in Zion.